everyone, this is Johnny Mota. I'm in the Las Vegas desert. You know, because there's this big thing called Infocom 2016. We're currently in the Kramer Electronics booth, C6825, and I really feel confident about that being the correct one this time. I'm here with
Victoria Barella, and our guest for today,
Carlos Otalora.
Hey, thanks for being here, Carlos.
Yeah, thank you for inviting me.
Yeah, we're in Las Vegas, and it's not about us, it's about you, man. What's going on?
Not much. Just walking around, looking at all the fun new products.
Anything good? Noteworthy?
Yeah, actually some really nice stuff I've seen here today. Everything from projectors to screens, LED walls, just a bunch of stuff that we utilize with our company.
Cool. What's the company name again?
Total Entertainment.
Total Entertainment. And what kind of company are you?
We are an event production company.
Okay.
So we do special events.
Cool.
Corporate events, everything you can imagine. Sporting events, outdoor, concerts, product launches, just anything that needs any type of production needs for their event.
Are you guys here in a booth or just kind of walking the show?
I'm sorry?
Do you guys have a booth here or are you walking the show?
No. No, we're based in Birmingham, Alabama.
Okay.
And so I'm here looking at all the new product, all the fun stuff.
Cool.
And just talking to people about some of the new things that they've got coming up. And just touching in with some of our manufacturers, just to say hi to them. And just kind of, like I said, just keep abreast of what's going on.
Cool. Well, since Victoria and myself have been here since day one and we don't really get to leave, we do a podcast every 15 minutes. Your eyes and ears, what's good out there, man?
You know, the one I got excited about today that I saw was the Daylight new screen that they have, the fastfall screens. They're really, really nice in the sense of ease of setup. I really like those because we use a lot of their products, and we love them. But apparently they told me they hadn't updated those screens in about 35 years.
Really?
The design for them.
Okay.
And what they did to them really, really is real nice. It's very nice. Very, very conducive to setting up easily, a lot more efficiently, and a nicer, sleeker design for what they have. That product really got my attention. I just came from the other hall and saw some, can't remember the name of the company, Onumen, I think, is a Chinese company that does LED wall products that were really, really nice.
Cool.
We do some really unique things with our company. We do some weird things as well for some of our clients. So we do a lot of outdoor events and product launches for a lot of our clients, and they're always trying to one-up their competition.
Sure.
So we incorporate everything from sound, lighting, video, special effects, and a lot of that is pretty much covered here with a lot of our manufacturers that we work with. So saw some fun stuff that I can definitely pitch to some of our clients are looking for that next new thing that nobody else has done.
Gotcha.
Or is focusing on.
Can you give us an example of some of the weird stuff you do?
You know, we do everything from, like I said, sporting events, formal corporate events, and then we do some really unique things like haunted houses and haunted structures. And
that's cool.
We get called upon to do, you know, just unique creative things with video projection. That was one of the things I had put in the little description of what I want to kind of somewhat talk about, using AV in unique ways. So we'll use like video projection, special effects to kind of enhance the experience of somebody walking through an abandoned warehouse of some sort, and then utilizing some of the new technology that's out there with lighting as well. A lot of the wireless lighting that we do. So we'll make just environments that you would never think could have lighting take place. We kind of do that and make it happen.
That doesn't sound weird at all. That sounds awesome.
It's not, well, yeah. Well, we, you know, yeah.
There you go.
I mean, we
not
do
the norm.
Yeah. I mean, we do some weird stuff that's not really covered here at this conference.
Okay.
We do a lot of scent type of events, so we incorporate scent. So if you can imagine this space, we have high-powered scent machines that I can fill this whole venue right here in a
with tacos or bacon smell?
Anything you can imagine.
Oh,
everything
like
from
it.
Yeah, tacos and bacon.
Do you guys work in California? Because I request that. That's where I live.
Okay.
Yeah.
We, when we travel, we do travel.
Let me know.
So we have access to really great product where we are. And one of them is one of these high-powered scent machines that basically, same type of scent machines that they've used at stadiums to fill up the stadium, like, say, at halftime with hot dog smell. And guess what happens? People are like, wow, it smells like hot dogs. I'm hungry. And they go make a ton of money selling hot dogs. But we've used them in weird applications for haunted houses, we make the haunted house smell real nasty. Like a haunted house should smell. It shouldn't smell like hot dogs.
You know, should smell like hot dogs.
I mean, that would be weird, right?
Yeah, that would be weird. Yeah, that would be weird.
The haunted hot dog stand.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I do have to ask. I am a millennial. This is my first year in the industry. I just graduated. My background is in audio and coding. I graduated with live and installed sound degree. And I wanted to ask on behalf of maybe students from Columbia or anyone joining the industry in general, do you have any advice for us? Columbia College, Chicago.
Okay, gotcha. The reason I was asking is my family's from Columbia, the country. I didn't know if you were, I didn't think you were Colombian, but you might be, I don't know. You know, best piece of advice really is to, you know, if you can afford the time to do it, is to intern with companies, because it's the greatest way to really learn, to be honest with you. Follow, you know, just pick a company that you really like, or if you follow, or you've heard good things about, ask them, hey, is there any type of intern program? Can I follow you around? I'm willing to do whatever it is to try and help out and learn, because that's the quickest and most effective way to learn a lot of stuff. Because you can go to school and you learn some great stuff, you learn some technical things, but it's not anything at all like the live, you know, experience when you're hustling around and things have to be done in a timely fashion with deadlines that need to be met. Things of that nature are always going to be the easiest way to learn. And I tell it to a lot of our clients that are looking for somebody, hey, my son's about to graduate from college, or I've got somebody that wants to go into lighting or production audio, things of that nature. And I always tell them, get an internship if you can. Mm-hmm. That's always the easiest way to learn on the job.
Awesome. Thank you.
Yeah, sure.
I'll take the advice. Johnny, do you have a Johnny-ism?
I don't. Should I? I normally have jokes and weird random facts, but I'm so burnt out from the show, man. I got nothing.
So what number am I as far as...
Today?
Today or yesterday?
Let's see. We did like 20 yesterday.
So you're maybe number 40.
Yeah, okay. Somewhere in there, right? Okay. It's day two, InfoComm, the desert.
Yep.
Stay hydrated. We want tacos. Not necessarily the taco smell, and that does... I'm sure it smells great, and your company can provide it.
That is the first time actually I've heard of that.
No, I think that's awesome. I mean, who else does stuff like that?
There's not that many companies that do it. We actually almost got the production lead on it to go down to Brazil last year during the World Cup, believe it or not. And I think it was Chanel or some other perfume company from France that was going to debut a new cologne, and they wanted the whole stadium at one point in time to have that scent.
Okay.
Wow.
And just to be able to have people go, ooh, what is that? And then, you know, on their LED walls, have it say, the scent you're smelling is blah, 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 and it's available from so-and-so. And I'm sure they probably would have made a ton of money, you know, doing that. So they ended up not doing it, but we got contacted about that as possible production lead.
Is your company called The Fifth Sense?
Not The Fifth Sense. It should be.
Where can we learn more? Since you guys aren't here on the show, where can people learn more about the company?
Yeah, so it's you can go to our website. It's www.totalentertainmentevents.com. And as I said, we're based in Birmingham, Alabama. We do travel, so we do a lot of events outside of the Southeast.
Cool.
But primarily based there.
Very cool.
Well, I hope you're enjoying InfoComm and you're staying out of the heat.
Yeah, I am. I don't like the heat. I'm not a hot.
We need a bunch of water bottles and coffee and tacos, but and tacos. Taco smells can come here too. Yeah. Well, thank you for coming by.
Sure. Thank you very much for having me.
Everyone, this has been the Trade Show Minute, and thank you for your time.